Yeah, it's sort of sad to say, but there's lots of procrastinators out there. They get busy over the Thanksgiving holidays. They don't buy their ticket. They think that somehow ticket prices may come down at the last minute, and they're hoping. And some people just won't go if the ticket prices are too high.
How do you get out of paying too much?
Well, a couple things. You need to start buying your ticket right now. I have this sort of rule of thumb, $5 a day additional starting in December, and then the second week in December, $10 a day. So that should get you going. For a family of four, that racks up pretty quick. The day of both Christmas and New Year's are the cheapest days to fly. The eves of those are the second most cheapest days to fly. You want to avoid the Sundays and Fridays around the holidays if you can. And if you can leave before December 19th, that's when airlines, December 19th is the day that airlines start to jack up prices between 30 and 70%.
Well, that's some interesting news. I'm wondering if there's a higher cancellation rate at the last minute, say on a Christmas day where seats might just suddenly open up.
Yeah, well, with so many non-refundable tickets being sold out there, canceling basically almost ruins the entire value of your ticket. So I don't think there's a lot, but you'll find that what happens is the flights, the nonstops, the convenient flights that leave at 8 or 9 in the morning, so you don't have to get up at 4, are the ones that get taken first. So not only will you pay a little bit more, your selection is starting to dwindle as well.
Just about out of time, but any hot deals from Seattle right now?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you go, before the Christmas holidays or on some of the Christmas holidays, you can go coast to coast for about $350, which is pretty good for that time of year. That includes Fort Lauderdale right now in Washington, D.C. If you want to basically go anytime for the next 2 weeks, you can pretty much fly anywhere in the country at some of the cheapest rates you want, or the last, if you skip the first week in January, basically the cheapest prices we've seen in 3 years for last back of January and early February.
Cheap is good. Thanks for the tips, Rick. Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com.